Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan, joined as always by Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. And we got a guest today, but I'm going to hold off on introducing the guest before I tell you guys. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get the overflow episodes. That's where you get the watch-alongs. That's where you get all the extra content, all the good stuff. Make sure you subscribe. Patreon.com/countthedings.
All right. Yes,
there it is.
BMF.
Oh, here we go. So I watched BMF first, and then I watched the two episodes of Snowfall. And that's when I sent the text last night to the group chat. I said, man, it's hard. That's a hard transition, man. Because one show is, like I said, super serious and like detailed and nuanced, and the other one, man, it's turned into a cartoon, man.
It's fun. There's no more fun.
The dog, the greatest character,
the goat.
Yo, he's just at the slap.
Dog, I'm. This is my thing right now. Just like it was in Power, where we reached a point where it's like, I don't give a shit. Just put Zeke on my screen so I can laugh. That's where I'm at with Charles Flannery, man. I'm just waiting for Charles Flannery to come on and do some shit this week.
Hold on. Did y'all know that Black Diamond is what Mabel on BMF? Y'all knew that.
Yeah.
I tweeted it out when we was live tweeting, and
that's the homie. Yo, she's great, Christine Horn. Yeah.
Got my man in a trance.
You got the heavies. She pulled out the heavies.
She put the heavies on the back. Bro,
I like that show though, man. I like it.
The heavies on the back.
He put the heavies on the back, bro. You feel me? Felt them on his back, bro. He was like,
She took my man from being Mr. I play the guitar at church. I'm holding that. She got this man not just in like a gentleman's club. This is all hands on deck.
Listen, instead of him being a good man and saying, you know what, one and done, he done parallel parked. This nigga done went to the strip club with her.
Parallel parked.
She done told the stripper to go crazy for my man, and all of a sudden he see Meech.
Yo,
what?
He was in there dreaming about threesomes, bro.
He thought he was gonna go up, bro.
The line of the episode. The line of the episode, he said, she says, you ever been with more than one girl? And he's like, I've been with plenty of girls. What are you talking about? You? I've been with Lucille? And she's like, no, at the same time. And they said, you got some sort of freak.
This nigga
Charles is low-key offended.
Hey, he was with it all, though.
The funniest shit I seen on Twitter, dog,
was like when a nigga walked up on Meech, nigga, to the record shop. That nigga didn't talk about them drugs then. That nigga said, mama already done had that heartbreak. I ain't gonna tell her what your ass did. You a grown man, right?
That wasn't the best scene. The best scene was with Terry, where like they're in the room and everybody leaving. He like, now have you talked to your brother?
That lean. By the way, yo, Terry's a wild bull for like whipping out the rubber and just
putting it on the dog.
That was wild.
It's a wild scene right there.
That's crazy, son. That threw me off. I was like,
on a power level, bro. Why what's the name shot his family member in the head, bro? And then she back served.
She got it wrapped up.
K-9.
She was like 4 days later.
Yeah.
Rand Lawrence. And how my nigga B Mickey get out of the truck.
He kept kicking. I wasn't even mad at that, Trey. I wasn't mad. Like, I get it's an old ass car. You keep kicking, maybe the lock will pop or whatever. He rolls onto the ground. All of a sudden, his hands are loose and he can how does hands get loose? Wasn't he tied behind his back?
Because he turned into a motherfucking gerbil and nibbled.
I'm not an expert in tying niggas up and putting them in the back of the trunk, but like I feel like niggas usually tie their legs too, right? Like all the mafia joints I see, they be tied up with their legs too.
Hey man, it's all perception, dog. Like again, I like that we can go from, you know, Snowfall where we kind of like invest to that point, and then we go into BMF where we know. We just looking for the fun shit. Like, yeah. I don't go into that shit looking for like, nigga, that shit supposed to be Snowfall. Like, yeah, I'm not looking for that. Because when I watch it, I'm looking for Charles Flannery. He's the power ranking number one. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, the internet hates him, by the way. Y'all know this?
Let's not do that, bro, because we wasn't fans of Bull off top that's originally fair. Too.
That's I was. Fair. I owe,
we didn't
I
really start in him until he started doing the doing, right, doing the flim flam, and it was like, oh, he's a nigga.
You're right.
Hey, Derv, y'all ain't love him until he walked out of the one room and walked back.
Hey man, he had a change of heart
when he broke the space time continuum. That's what. Hey, that niggas good
side. Say yo, fucks with him.
Soon as my nigga stopped being a Christian, bro, I was in, bro. He locked in. He was
he's
really
still a
dirty.
Yo, he just a sinner. What you talking about?
Yeah. That nigga's no, but still he, the Lord. But he out here sinning.
Yo, speaking of Christians and the Lord, yo, which one of y'all had Snoop pass the pawn out a gun on y'all bingo card? Because I didn't see that coming.
That was the best scene of the episode.
Or really?
Who like that yeah, shit? That, or, shit was,
that shit was hilarious, bro, because this nigga Lamar brings in the taxidermy dog. Like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, yo, that was the same was dog. Hey, that was the same dog Martin had.
Yeah, that was the same dog.
Same note too, bro. No, that was Martin. That was the same ass dog. Dude, yo, how did they not laugh, man?
Hey, yeah, I don't know. Carrying,
I'm sure they did.
Them legs was looking like a chair to the side, nigga. Them shit was straight as hell. He was carrying that motherfucker like a fullback, dog.
Yeah, I feel like Lamar should just chalk it like, yo, the dog's gone, bro. Like, he's not coming back from that shit.
That's what Snoop tried to tell him.
But that's what he tried to tell him. And then when he walked out, like, I thought he was going to come back and spray the church up. But that shit was crazy.
Nah, and Snoop squad was there, too. The homies that
did. Yeah, he had the usher board right in the front row.
The deacons was ready to ride. They also, hey, the voodoo shit had me crying too.
Oh my god, that was crazy.
With the belt,
she was stealing nigga, everything.
She was stealing like, everything. Like, yeah, this nigga,
this keychain, this cube
got bad vibes.
Yeah, this bad juju. I gotta get rid of this.
She's about to put all that shit right on the street.
She said, y'all got something else?
What episode was it? This, because I had to watch two episodes because I missed last week. What did they go down to St. Martin this week or was that last? Yeah, that and then my man got caught up.
Beach horny
the
ass man. Oh, no, horny.
He was. You talking about when he went to the Columbus? That was this episode. Yeah.
It was this episode. Yeah. Like, he watched the episode when he was out.
Yeah.
So he had like, okay.
Beach horny ass. So that actually happens to a lot of niggas, bro. Like they get up like too that? Horny.
Oh yeah.
They get caught up like that because my man, I ain't gonna say his name. But we went to Mexico, and he got too lit, and a chick got him into a room.
Mm.
He fooled with her. He woke up, and his pockets was full of them fucking the sneaker stuffers, the paper. He thought he had a roll of money. He thought his money was in there.
Oh, no.
Bro.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for your eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Niggas get caught up. They be lost in the sauce, bro.
Oh, wow.
Took his whole shit, bro. He was stuck in Tijuana, bro, with no ID, no wallet.
Damn.
All that shit. But it was funny to see.
I never understand that. You take an ID? Why? Leave a nigga ID, at least. Right. Gotta be able to move around. Take the money.
Because it's the same way how Meech, bro, out there, nose wide open, bro. Niggas slept, bro.
Right. Hey, we glossed over the fact that Terry's water whip career was one and done. And the last episode, they had
the
bad work. And they had to beat up a nigga who came press them about the bad work.
That shit was terrible, bro.
He
couldn't turn two into one. Like, oh boy, he tried his best. Hey, was it predatory vibes with Meech looking at his baby mama cousin?
Nah.
Yes.
A little weird.
What she said? If you in Atlanta,
put that on him, yo.
No, I'm come on. Letting, we said, yo. If you in Atlanta, hit me up, and he's like, okay. Like, you could tell he was making a mess with him.
Because he's making a move to Atlanta, dog. Come on, let's not just put that on.
Watch he be smashing, and I want you to.
Oh no, yo, he's they not gonna have not Meech, dog.
Okay, first of all, that
2 years later, it'll be like
you'll see a 2 years later flashing. Then Meech,
first of all, Jerv, nobody that plays a kid be usually a kid. You know what I'm saying? Because I was watching The Last of Us, right? And I was like, dang, man, I want to talk about this character, but I don't want to really over-criticize because I think she's like 13. Who? The girl is 19.
Bella Ramsey?
Oh, Bella Ramsey, 19? Damn.
She's fucking 19, bro. So I was like, ah, she grown. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm about to critique now, nigga.
Open season.
I'm going to critique her because I don't like talking about little kids. So right. In that situation, Jerry, that little girl who supposedly allegedly 16, she probably 23 playing that role. Yeah.
No, I get that. That's just not putting that on the board, dog.
Hey, man, old niggas is fucking these little kids, bro.
No, dog, we not putting that on him, dog. We not putting that on him, dog.
Hey, man.
Y'all niggas wild.
The Wyclef story just came out, bro, with Lauryn Hill. The Wyclef Lauryn Hill joint. Lauryn Hill was 14, Wyclef was 20, and he was married, bro.
I didn't hear that one.
Wait, niggas didn't know that Wyclef and I thought everyone knew Wyclef and Lauryn Hill was like fucking around.
No, we didn't know that she was 14.
Oh, 14.
God damn,
damn.
Someone please call 911.
For real. Oh my god, dog. Hey, so we already know the story of what's actually gonna happen long term because this is technically real events. What do we have planned for the next episode since they're gonna be? They finally got their connect. They're doing all these things.
Well, hold on. Before I want to ask Quincy something because, you know, obviously B. Mickey in the show was wearing a wire and he's working, cooperating with the cops or whatever. And then, like, on Twitter, we had this huge debate about, well, like, actually the real B. Mickey, the guy that was based on never snitch, never cooperate with the cops. And all these people get upset. Like, oh, man, y'all putting dirt on a man's name, whatever, even though they very clearly said this is. A lot of this is fiction, except the parts that aren't. So, Quincy, have you ever had anybody approach you about, nah, that ain't how the shit went down or whatever? I know you're not technically playing a real person or one specific person, but have you ever had anyone try to, like, check you on, like, that's not how that shit went down back in the day?
Not specifically, because, like, you know, where they, where the BMF show is, people hold it like real close to their heart. People that are close to it, because, you know, it's a real thing that happened, right? Whereas Snowfall and some of the other shows I've done weren't really based entirely on some exact shit. Like, I'm thinking about maybe the Get Down, where I was playing this, I didn't even know at first, as a matter of fact, that I'm playing this role where it was Grandmaster Flash's, like, almost like tough guy situation. And it was actually based on a real character, and the dude's name was Tiny, and they had a song by Baby Huey that they used to play at the parties. Anytime this song came on, everybody knew they were about to get robbed, because Tiny and his people would roll up and rob everybody. And so it was to the point where I'm playing the character, and when I met Grandmaster Flash, he was like, he was kind of like a little tight, you know, like, because I'm playing the character that reminded him of, like, at first, like, all that shit. And they weren't close. They kind of had, like, you know, he robbed him. And then they got a little, like, where it was cool. But, like, he had that little energy. I could feel it, that it was kind of still like, oh, yeah, Tony's real, you know. I didn't know. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a little weird. So it's like a little twist on kind of what you're saying.
Because,
you know, some of it, like I said, like, with this show, they're going to have, people going to have their, any show, people going to have their opinions. But people are going to be really invested, because you're talking about real people. You know, when you're talking about real people, they got family, they got friends, you know, they got people that were around at that time. And so when they see something that's not true or not the way that they heard it, they're going to be loud about it. And that's kind of just part of the
business. I think the fucked up part about it is they leave it open-ended. Yeah. So it's your choice to kind of, like, if you're not there, you don't really know. I mean, it's some shit. Like, again, I don't know what Charles did. Charles ain't here to defend himself, so we ain't looking for Charles and the truth of his shit.
No, but ain't no, yeah, no, yeah. Ain't no threads about how Charles is a people, man.
But is it Snowfall loosely based on Rick Ross?
Loosely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, so some of the tangent, like, somebody, I don't think anybody had, well, actually, I don't know. I can't speak to D, to Damson, and what people have come up to him and talk to him about. Yeah. But for me specifically on that show, I haven't really got that. I know when I first, after the first season I was on, season four, I was chilling out. I told Trey this story. I was chilling out at this spot. I can't remember the name of it. You know, pandemic still kind of, and it was like an outdoor spot. We were watching football. And so one of my mans is like, a couple people here from Brooklyn, one of my mans is like, yo, this dude's looking at you. It's like, all right. So, you know, normal shit. Somebody looking at you. Somebody positions themselves in a way so that if something pops off, somebody's going to get cleaned up. And so we're sitting there drinking. I'm like, all right, we're going to walk out. We walked out, right? My man is still kind of lagging behind. Yeah, when this dude got up, this nigga was like 6'6", like 300, and he walking behind me. Hey, yo. And I'm like, oh, shit. Man, I'm going to have to jump. I'm going to have to hit this nigga first. I'm not a small dude, but this dude is like, I'm looking up at this nigga like this. I'm like, I'm going to have to get him first. You know what I mean? And sneak him real quick. And he's like, yo. I just want to let you know, bro, you really doing your thing on fucking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. You know who it was? It was Nipsey's guy, J-Rock.
Oh,
you know
J-Rock. Shout out to J-Rock.
Yeah, J-Rock, a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't know what he was on when he pulled up behind me. But, yeah, it's like shit like that. So, like, I haven't had anybody be really negative in a loud way with me in person at all.
Yeah, no, you're basically technically the actor nigga now in L.A. Like, a nigga gonna be like, man, that's just the actor nigga. Niggas not gonna fuck with you ever again. Like, especially a show that they enjoy, they gonna be like, that's just the actor nigga. For real.
Oh, for real.
Man. Yeah. Like, man, that's the actor nigga, man. Watch out. Leave him alone, nigga.
No, real talk. Nigga. Like, out here, like, they show a lot of love. They definitely do. We went to that. I went with Isaiah. I'm saying the names, but I don't know if you know, Isaiah John, who plays Leon. We went to the I forgot, it was like the Crenshaw, like, street festival or whatever it was. That shit was dope. Like, I mean, people showed so much love on that. We were walking by, like, people giving us free food. They like, yo, they love the show, taking pictures, all that stuff. So, like, yeah, they definitely showing real love out here for that, for
was
that
it,
show.
Was it Taste of Soul? Was that what it was?
That's what it was. Yeah. That shit was fire.
Yeah, no, Taste of Soul
kind of remind me of New York a little bit. That little outdoor joint.
Yeah, it's like a pretty much like a new event We have only been doing it for a few years, but I'm glad they started it. The dude, yeah. Danny Bakewell, that runs the Sentinel newspaper.
Word.
Yeah, because I actually covered the event when I think either their first or their second one. But yeah, now it's
good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, we had a lot of fun out there. Ate a lot of good food. Found some good spots, you know what I mean?
Quincy, thank you so much, brother, man, for joining us. We appreciate you, brother. This is great. This is awesome. And man, hopefully we can have you back soon. Jerv, Trey, Jay, thank you all as always. And again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get all the extra content. You get this whole podcast all at once as opposed to little bitty ones every single day. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.